KPIX, San Francisco.
Norman Corwin, and the name of this program is The Moat Farm Murder. Of all persuasions against committing planned murder, none can be more harrowing than the workings of conscience. Shakespeare's Macbeth is, among other things, a study of that. And with less majesty but equal terror, so is the true confession of a man named Herbert Dougal, a confession whose actual text we bring you in Dougal's very own words, as taken down by the British police 70 years ago. We begin in 1 minute from now.
That's Bud.
Okay, Bud, back her in.
Hey, Charlie, this one's a winner!
More help is here from Hamburger Helper. New cheeseburger macaroni. When added to ground beef, it tastes like a burger with plenty of melted cheddar. All you need for 5 servings is 1 pan, 1 pound of hamburger, and 1 package of Hamburger Helper.
New cheeseburger macaroni. The family will love this one.
Yeah.
Inside a Westinghouse washer lives another little washer. It's called the hand wash agitator. It gently washes all the delicate things you'd ordinarily do by hand. It hides under the heavy duty agitator, which handles the big 18-pound wash loads. So, between the hand wash agitator and the heavy duty agitator, it's like having 2 washers in one. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
Now, if you're ready,
we'll proceed from where we left off at our last session.
You were speaking of Miss Holland's attitude when you first moved to the Moat Farm.
Yes, Miss Holland wasn't as generous as I expected her to be. And I didn't have much money at the time, and what I did have, I soon went through. That's why I suggested that she should buy the Moat Farm. I told her that my father was very ill and that upon his death I would come into a large sum of money. I also showed her a claim that I had against the War Office for arrears of pay due to me. The only problem was I had made erasures and alterations and I was frightened she might detect them.
When would the payment on this claim be made? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I don't know. When they get round to it, I suppose. You know what they're like at the War Office.
Finished yet. I want to read it carefully. Now, are you quite sure that the Moat Farm is the best of those we've seen?
Of course. In every way.
But you're so remote, so isolated and lonely.
Yes, but look. That's its charm. You and I will be able to live there together away from prying strangers. No, you'll love the farm once we've settled in.
But do you know anything about managing a farm?
Of course I do. Didn't I tell you I used to manage a large estate?
You did?
Yes. I guarantee you, if we buy that farm, I'll make it very profitable.
What would you grow on it?
Well, mushrooms, tomatoes, cucumbers. I'd cultivate a few bees. I grow flowers, and by watching the market very carefully, we'd only ship the produce when the prices were at their highest. Of course, I never intended to do anything of the kind. My plan being to get her to buy the farm and transfer it to me, whereupon I meant to sell it. So, therefore, I didn't want an ordinary farm where there would be a lot of prying neighbors. The Moat Farm seemed just the place. I thought the moat would be very useful. Everything went all right till the time the farm was purchased, and I I requested that the deed should be made out in my name. But to this, Miss Holland would not consent, and I could see she intended to be master. And that she'd been so much in the habit of doing her own business that even if we did make any profit, it would be she who handled the money. Finding she was so tight-fisted, I began to think of various schemes to put her out of the way. But I thought I would wait a little while and see if she altered. It was strange to find a woman so close, because otherwise, I mean, she was not so bad. She would often try, when I was miserable or down in the dumps, to cheer me up by playing or singing to me.
Are you feeling better, Herbert?
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed your playing.
Oh, do you like Mendelssohn?
Is that what it was?
Yes, one of my favorite pieces. I learned it when I was a child. Do you like this dress?
Yes.
You don't really.
Well, I mean, to be perfectly frank, Cecile, I think you ought to buy yourself some new dresses. You know, something more in the fashion.
I don't want to be in the fashion. In my view, if two people are fond of each other, it doesn't matter what they wear.
Yes, but I mean, surely you can do better than those old dresses that your aunt left you. Huh? I mean, you're forever twisting, turning, and mending old dresses I wouldn't give house room to.
I will wear what I choose, is that clear? You're very insensitive. I don't nag you about that foul pipe that you smoke, or about your fondness for drink, or about the fact that you could dress better, or take better pains with your own grooming.
I didn't mind these fits of temper because they gave me an opportunity of clearing out and having a good day and a game or two of billiards. I was drinking heavily then because I'd made up my mind to either get a lump sum out of her and clear out or put her away and have the lot. The only trouble was I knew very little about her financial position. She kept her checkbook and details of shares and stock she owned locked up in a little desk.
Herbert? Herbert?
What is it?
I'm sorry, I lost my temper.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm afraid I was sharper with you than I need have been.
Yes, well, I was only suggesting for your own good.
Do you forgive me?
Yes, of course. As long as you realize it, my intentions were perfectly innocent.
Oh, I know they were, Herbert.
Well, that's all right then.
Oh, it's just my instinctive nerves, really, that makes me give way to such temper.
I debated within myself whether to put her out of the way. I thought about it for a long time. Because although I'd done a lot of things during my life, I couldn't quite make up my mind to go so far as to murder her. At one time, I thought maybe I would have a bit of an accident. To get her into a room while a servant girl was present, and while I was fiddling about with a revolver, contrived to fire it off accidentally. So evidence could be given that it was accidental. But she had such a horror of firearms that she wouldn't even let me keep one in the house. It outside. I thought that a very good place to bury her would be the ditch of the moat. So that was why the very first week we were at the farm, I gave orders for it to be filled in.
It'll have to be drained, sir. It's a bit of a job, and then it could be filled in, you see.
I still don't see why it can't stay as it is.
Well, it's not the sightliest thing in the world, is it?
How do you propose to drain it?
Well, Mum, I think the proper way to do the job...
No, I think you should just siphon it off.
Siphon? Then... Oh, Herbert, I don't think you know what you're about. You should first of all have to build a
Look,
permanent...
Look, Cecile, I am perfectly well aware
collects.
Of what I am about.
And I have a right to my opinion, and more than a right to discuss what is happening on this farm. This man knows more than you do about it.
I would prefer you left him out of it, Cecile.
How do you think this should be done?
Well, Mum, as I was about to say, I think the proper way to do the job is to make the new drain first. and then fill in the ditch.
There, you see, Herbert?
No, Cecile, I do not see. Now, let's stop arguing.
You see, I'd made up my mind what I was going to do with her. So it didn't suit my purpose to accept his advice. And I insisted on the work being commenced at once. I don't think I should have done it if I hadn't been drinking heavily. But the more drink I had, the more determined I became, and the easier it looked. See, I wanted money very badly then. But she was so mean, she wouldn't trust me. Not even the wages to pay the farmhands. I knew that if I soon didn't put her out of the way, more people would get to know that she was there. So I meant to shoot at the first opportunity I got.
Just a moment, Mr. Dougal. What about the testimony of the servant girl, Blackwall, that you made advances to her late one night?
Well, what the servant girl said was about right. Although I think she exaggerated a little. I'd had a skinful of brandy that night, so I don't remember too much what happened. But when Miss Holland found out, she said she would sell the farm and wouldn't live with me any longer. We had quite a row, and she accused me of all sorts of things. I denied the servant girl's story. I said it was a pack of lies from top to bottom, but she stuck up for the girl and made herself very ill by crying all one day. But the next day, we made it up. I told her that my claim against the War Office had been settled. So she forgave me, and I told her I would stick to running the farm, and that night we went for a walk.
It was a lovely night. The light of the moon was so bright one could pick out the leaves on the trees. Miss Holland held my hand all the way. I should think it was about 8:15 when we got back to the farm. I suggested it was such a nice night that we should not go in right away, but sit for a while at the arbor. The wind was in the right direction, so I knew that a shot would not be heard by the servant girl back in the house.
I have the girls over for lunch, and everything tasted fantastic. Everything but the coffee. Maybe I used too much, too little. It never tastes the same way twice. But now I've got a sure thing. Max Packs, pre-measured so you can't make a mistake. And this filter traps grounds and sediment that can cause bitterness. What joy! Great coffee every time. Max Packs, it's a sure thing.
KPIX reminds all Bay Area voters that Tuesday, June 6th is primary election day. Keep in mind there are candidates for a wide variety of offices, a primary election for the presidency, as well as for state and local offices. You should also prepare yourself for the many local propositions. In San Francisco, for example, you must use two separate machines to vote for all the candidates and propositions. Be prepared by using the sample ballots. Write down your choices and take them with you to the voting booth. You'll save time.
At the end of a busy day, it's really good to know that dinner can be almost kitchen-free with
Noodle-Roni, the dinners that set you free.
Your choice of five Noodle-Roni dinners. Noodle-Roni Stroganoff, Almondine, Casserole, Romanoff, Parmesano. Only Noodle-Roni gives you so much flavor in so little time.
Noodle-Roni, Noodle-Roni, the dinners that set you free.
Honey, that chicken dinner tastes like you fussed for hours.
Introducing Hunt's new skillet chicken and dressing. To your chicken, add Hunt's seasonings, dressing, delicious gravy, then bake. Add the tangy fruit topping and serve four hearty dinners at budget prices. Prepares in minutes, tastes like you fussed for hours. Try all three new baked chicken skillet dinners.
If I live to be 1,000 years old, I shall never forget the feeling as I turned her over and looked at her face. All kinds of things came into my mind, and my heart seemed almost to stand still as I listened for a heartbeat.
Cecile! Cecile, can you hear me?
Now I began to be nervous about the noise of the pistol possibly reaching the maid's room, where I knew the servant girl to be. I knew if she had even a suspicion of what had occurred, I should have to kill her.
Just me, Mr. Dougal.
Where's the mistress?
I've gone to London.
Oh, I think it's very unkind of the mistress to go to London and leave me in the house after what's happened here. Most unkind of the mistress, and I shall tell her so to her face when she comes home.
I felt very relieved. She obviously hadn't heard the shot. But I thought it all might be a mistake. That Cecile had only fainted and she might come to if I gave her some brandy. I wanted to get away from her side. And yet I was afraid. Something seemed to keep me there. Just looking at her. Wondering whether she would move. Yet I knew this was impossible. And I couldn't get rid of this burning sensation in my throat. Furnace that I could put her into and watch her burn. I thought of cutting her up into pieces and putting her in the moat, but I was afraid of being interrupted. To bury her out of sight. And yet I wanted to keep her by the side of me. It was horrible to see her lying on the ground, and I wish she was alive again.
We did have some good times, didn't we, Cecile? You used to look after me when I was out of my mind with drink. Nurse me and try and make me better.
did you nag me so much? Why didn't you give me the money when I wanted it? Why did you show me up in front of the servant girl and the hired man, huh?
The more brandy I drank, the more brutal I seemed to get. One minute I wanted to kiss her, and the next minute I wanted to pitch a load of mold over her. At last I made up my mind that I would bury her and get her out of sight.
I buried her. I covered the earth with twigs and leaves. I went back into the house and got into bed. I'm sure I aged 20 years that night. Not a moment's peace did I have. I didn't sleep all night. And if I went back to that ditch once, I went back 20 times.
What did you do about the servant girl?
The servant girl, The next morning, when the servant girl got up, I told her I'd had a letter from her mistress and that she had gone on holiday. I knew she would leave when she heard that.
Soon after the servant girl left and I was alone in the house, I began to have terrible dreams at night.
Yes, Mr. Dougal. Go on.
Now I come to a terrible part of my life.
This is E.G. Marshall. Early childhood is the time for play, but in many ways, it's a game for keeps, lasting each small person's lifetime. For these children who attend a daycare center in New York City, it's happening right now. Before they're three, each of them will have learned a way to see himself and the world. And those thoughts and feelings will stay with them all the days of their lives. These are the crucial years, the time for learning, the speed and intensity of which will never again occur, nor ever be undone. Childhood, the chance of a lifetime. For each child, one chance for one lifetime.
Our children's preschool years are the most important years of their lives. See how most kids spend their chance for a lifetime this Friday night at 7:30 on Channel 5.
Drink would help me get some sleep at night. But then, even in my waking hours, I began to imagine I could hear her in the house. Try and drown your thoughts in drink. No one tried harder than I did to banish entirely from my mind all recollections of that terrible night. I also had the feeling that something was near me. Someone was there.
In my view, if two people are fond of each other...
Nobody!
I could never really make up my mind. She was dead. I found it increasingly difficult to get a night's rest. I remember one night returning from London. I got into the house. I had a good look round. I went to bed. I distinctly remember taking my clothes off and getting into the bed, but just before daybreak, I got out of the bedroom, walked down the stairs, opened the door, went through the gate, and gone all the way to the grave with a spade in my hand. I thought I should have gone mad when I found out I was a somnambulist. I went back to bed and lay awake counting the hours. I was really afraid of myself and feared that one of these mornings someone would come in and find me standing over a grave. I realized the only way I could prevent myself from walking out to the ditch in my sleep was locking the gate. From then on, before I went to bed each night, I made sure the gate was padlocked. Although this would not prevent me from walking in my sleep, it stopped me going to the ditch. Because I used to go right up to the gate, and as it was locked, I feel certain I used to turn around and go back to bed. I know I did this because one day, the gate was painted white, and when I woke up in the morning...
Tell me, Mr. Dougal, when did you first begin to sense real danger? Before or after the investigation of your forgery had started?
When an inspector called at the farm, I began to sense real danger. I decided to leave the farm once and forever. I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't care very much whether I was caught or not. I was so tired. At the moment, I thought of a hand being placed on my shoulder. I conjectured up all kinds of pictures. I saw myself being arrested. I heard myself being sentenced, and I felt myself standing on a scaffold with a rope around my neck.
Yet when you were arrested, you tried to escape.
Well, I felt bound to. I mean, I didn't mind so much the forgery charges because I knew they carried a relatively light sentence. But every time I stood in the dock, my heart was in my throat until I heard that despite all the searching and digging, they hadn't touched the ditch.
And when the body was found?
When the body was found, I decided to put a bold face on it. But at times, as I sat in my cell, I thought my life was only one of misery. And it would be far better to end it.
Herbert Dougal was hanged for the murder of Cecile Holland on July 14, 1903.